This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of July 2nd. I'm Blake Farmer. Voting in Tennessee's statewide primaries starts in less than 2 weeks, and that means the race is impossible to avoid without turning off the television.
Diane Black, endorsed by the NRA.
I'm Bill Lee, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Vote Randy Boyd for governor.
The ads may be short, but they are where candidates spend most of their money and give us some insight into campaign strategy. Here to talk about that ad blitz is WPLN's Chaz Sisk. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
Well, let's start with the Democrats. House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh and former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean. These are two recent ads, and what's interesting here is they're both talking about rural issues.
This is the field I played on in high school in West Tennessee. It was one of the first integrated teams in the South. I learned some valuable lessons on this field.
I'm Carl Dean, and I grew up in a small factory town like this. If you live in the forgotten Tennessee, as governor, I'll hear you.
Now, Chaz, Democratic voters in Tennessee are concentrated primarily in Nashville and Memphis. So why this focus on small towns?
Well, I think, first of all, they're thinking past the primary to the general election. You know, you just really can't win in Tennessee unless you take at least a few of the suburbs and make a little bit of inroads in the rural communities. You know, what I think is really interesting about these ads is that they both stress their personal connections to small towns, that they both grew up in small communities. And of the two of them, I think that's probably more important for Dean to make that case since he's not a Tennessee native. He needs to show that he really understands the small communities of Tennessee.
Hmm. Well, there's been a lot of talk about the benefits of outsider status on the Republican side. Let's listen to Republican Bill Lee and an ad in which former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee endorses Randy Boyd.
You know why I think President Trump has been so effective? Because he's a businessman. He's not a politician.
Tennessee needs a conservative businessman as governor who can get things done. Randy Boyd has spent his life building a company from scratch.
Yeah, you know what I think is interesting about these two ads is that they both make a point of calling their guy a businessman. There's a long history of that being seen as a plus with the voters, particularly Republican voters. But another thing that both these ads do is they link Boyd and Lee's resumes to President Trump. It's been shown around the country that drawing close to Trump is a winning strategy in the Republican primaries, but they do seem to be trying to do it on their own terms. They're stressing the president's business acumen and not the things like the tweets and the attacks that might be negative with the voters.
Well, let's actually talk about attacks. We'd heard candidates trading barbs in the debates, but, you know, it wasn't until last week that we really got our first direct attacks on the airwaves. And it came from the campaign of another Republican, Congressman Diane Black.
Randy Boyd backed a big tax increase in Knoxville. Boyd even calls himself
the most hated political entity, a moderate.
And Bill Lee's a moderate, too.
What does this ad say about the current race?
Well, I think it suggests that she might be a little worried about these two candidates in particular. One big point of this ad was to contrast Boyd and Lee to President Trump. It even cited an article in which Boyd was accused of disavowing Trump before the 2016 election by refusing to raise money for him. So the thing is Boyd and Lee are both running as outsiders, which with the president is very popular among Republican voters. Black, who's been in politics for two decades now, she can't quite claim that as easily. What she can do is she can burnish her conservative credentials, and she does that by attacking them as moderates. On the other hand, it does open her up to being attacked back. Boyd has responded with an ad calling her D.C. Diane, really trying to paint her as an insider.
Hmm. It's interesting, though, that Congressman Black's ad there does not even mention House Speaker Beth Harwell, who, you know, probably has her own moderate streak that could be highlighted.
Yeah, you're right about that. The thing is Speaker Harwell has definitely been flying under the radar for the last several weeks. She has not been doing a lot of advertising, though that has started to change here in the last week or so. And she's depicting herself so far as the experienced candidate in the race. It'll be interesting to see if that's her strategy through the last month or so of the primary.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
WPLN's Chaz Sisk has been tracking the governor's race since its inception. We would like to hear from you now. You can submit questions for us to ask the candidates for governor. We want to hear from voters around the state what you'd like to know. You can submit those at WPLN.org/TriStar.